A bill passed in Florida recently would impose penalties on Florida businesses with more than 25 workers who do not provide legal documentation for their employees. The law also makes it a felony for anyone to knowingly transport an undocumented worker into the state, among other requirements. Ronnie Saucedo is a member of Almas Libres. It is an immigrant rights group based in Sonoma County. Saucedo was among a group of immigrant rights activists and supporters outside the San Francisco Federal Building on Friday, criticizing the Florida law.
It is cruel. It violates all notions of human rights, and we want to send a message that here in California, we will not stop until we make sure that this law is retracted and that no other state passes a similar law.
Saucedo is among those pushing Congress to pass what they call the registry bill.
The registry bill pending in Congress right now would allow approximately 8 million undocumented folks to apply for legal permanent residency as long as they live in the U.S. for 7 years and aren't convicted of any serious crimes, so that no states can pass any anti-immigrant laws, because people will be able to apply for legal permanent residency.
Among other rights, the registry bill would allow more undocumented immigrants to apply for legal permanent residency and would also allow those immigrants to return to their home countries to visit families they may not have seen for decades. Gabriela Hernandez is also a member of Almas Libres and the Rices Collective. It's a group that uses the arts, culture, and environmental education to empower immigrants. She wants dignity and human rights for people held in the U.S.-Mexico border. Her remarks were translated.
We demand that human rights be respected at the U.S.-Mexico border, and also for people requesting asylum. In this moment, Title VIII governs at the U.S.-Mexico border. People trying to cross are paying hefty fines, and worst of all, being thrown in prison 6 months to 2 years simply for trying to enter the country to feed their families.
According to a recent report, undocumented workers would contribute $121 billion more to the U.S. economy each year through their wages if they were able to become citizens or legal residents. Many Florida Democratic state senators say Florida's new law would hurt the state's economy because key industries rely on undocumented labor. Activists are calling on Senator Alex Padilla to introduce the registry bill soon. Activists are organizing a 40-mile walk from Petaluma to San Francisco in August to support the registry bill. For KPFA in San Francisco, I'm Gilles Martel.